Well, back onto the questions. Kate, there's one here for you, I would think. It's from Sam on Facebook.
Hi, Naked Scientists. Is it true mantis shrimps can punch through glass?
Can a mantis shrimp punch its way through glass?
So I've heard this one a lot, and I have it on good authority from people who've experienced, that say they've experienced this, that this is possible. I personally have not experienced this in the decade I've been working with mantis shrimp. However, one time a colleague mailed us some rather large mantis shrimp, so we're talking like 10 to 20 centimeters in length, so big, big guys. And they shipped them in some food Tupperware containers inside.
Were they for dinner then?
No, they were for science. It's just, you know, it's easy to get them in, keep the water in. And so they put them in these Tupperware containers, and then they put those in double bagged to make sure that the water stayed inside and they'd make it safely to Baltimore from California. And when they arrived, all of the Tupperware containers were just shattered because these mantis shrimp were really, really angry to be shipped across the United States. And so
they didn't like the East Coast. They thought California was better.
Definitely West
How
Coast.
How did they do the damage?
Every mantis shrimp is able to fire this appendage that's spring-loaded. It's called their raptorial appendage, and they can either punch stuff with it or they can stab.
It's one of their pinchers, is it?
No, it's actually a modified part of their mouth.
Right.
So it's this specialized pair of mouth parts. And so these guys actually, I'm pretty sure, were punching holes by spearing, by opening it up and just stabbing the plastic. But there are species that are more specialized for the punching, and they'll have these big, like, bowling ball elbows that they'll just smash things. And so if you have a big enough one of those and you put it in an aquarium that maybe is not the thickest glass and they're angry, they could probably put a crack in it.
So note to marine biologists out there, when shipping your mantis shrimps, don't use Tupperware. Maybe use some other instrument instead.